Okay. Let's
You
stand
want to
and say the
like
pledge.
say the date and say hello?
Oh yeah.
I mean, you don't have
You can
to. I
tell
know,
that
like
I've been
lazy
digging in.
distills.
We've been doing it. Welcome everybody. And today is the 21st, Thursday, 2024. And it's a work meeting for the budget. How's that?
Perfect.
All right, let's stand and say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know, we haven't had that many work meetings in the past, though. To me, a work meeting is just get together and
Come
talk and
chat.
get stuff done.
Will you also say who's here? No.
Oh yeah.
As
Okay.
I mean, not you.
No, that's good because we have to. Yeah, just. All right. We have in attendance Josh Ellis, Gladys Lefever, John Barant, Ray Gardner, me, Judy Drain, Lacey, and Jessica, clerk and deputy clerk. All right. Well, I just send you. Jessica made a copy of the amending a budget, so we all have that. You all get to be in the process of doing the total budget this year because we were getting things together to the very last minute, but I think Jessica's done an awesome job, you guys. We knew that we were kind of behind in a lot of things with the way things have happened the last couple of years and getting clerks and filing and everything else. But Jessica's been on the phone 1 year and she looks like a cauliflower ear. She's been on the phone so much, but she has found a lot of stuff out and making notes of everything, and which is really, really good because neither she nor I had anything as far as the clerk stuff when we came in, and it's just been a learning curve. So that's why y'all get to be involved in this today. Jessica, first of all, gave you, let's look just to the right so we get on the budget so that you kind of know where we stand. And another thing that's going to be really cool is now that we've got everything for the most part, and I feel like you pretty well have everything in, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I think they can all. I've never been accused of being quiet. In fact, in school, I used to get in trouble for being loud. So she's made these sheets to kind of give you a feel of where we are on our finances. Whichever one you want to go to first, this PTIF, the one that says PTIF landfill. That money in the PTIF landfill is if we ever have to close the landfill, that money goes for the closing. The PTIF general is what we transferred over into the state account so we didn't have all our eggs in a basket. And they're very frugal and they have a really good return in comparison to like maybe banks or whatever. So, and then this is what this one was this balance just. Did you just
Today.
look that up today?
Today.
Yeah, okay. This is about, oh, that's right. That's why you pulled that up.
Normally I would have just given you all the bank statement, but so much of our road BNC, our sales tax of state and county just came in, so they're not reflected. So that's why I just gave you the totals that are in the bank account right now, because there was so much, there's a big change. So
Yeah.
And just to clarify, you tried to
here's your
explain to
mic.
me and I missed.
Is your mic on?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Just to clarify, you tried to explain to me and I missed what you're saying about the difference between the totals here and here.
Yeah, so as of right now, like there's a few things, nothing huge. But if I've already paid the check but haven't invoiced it into Polaris, that's where the difference is going to be. And what John is talking about is the standard financial report is what he was asking. So the standard financial report, this is like, so if we pull this one in Polaris on a day-to-day basis, it should be pretty, if I had every single thing entered in, it should match pretty dang close to our actual bank account. You can see there's a little bit of a discrepancy. this is one of those that it's pretty close. I haven't dove in to see exactly why it's not right on. But that'll be kind of the thing, is that if I have invoices that still need to be entered, that's kind of what that discrepancy
is. I think
is.
The big one is the MACU money market.
The money market is going to be a little bit different because it's split across more. So that's just the general funds.
Okay.
And then, sorry, I keep taking this from you. So the money market is split across the general funds. And then if we're still on this standard financial report, if you flip over to like page 4, then you'll see this is the class road funds. So you'll see that there's a certain amount in there that's money market, but it's in the class C road funds.
Okay.
And then the same thing as you come across, actually it's not in there at all for the local building authority, but this is like, so it's on, so it's not just the bank account like that one. So it's broken across the funds. So we have 4 separate funds accounts. So you'll also see in the capital projects, you'll see the money market and then also the checking. So there's money dispersed kind of through those.
Now I've got it. Thank you.
And that'll be something we want to talk about today too, is how we, do we want to leave it like it is, or do we feel good about like putting road C money all into the money market account and our capital projects into the PTIF account, and then just leave our excess general fund savings or our rainy day money into the savings account. So
before we start, do you want to summarize the checklist? Just information so that everyone kind of knows the budget and what we have to.
Yeah, well, this is strictly just amending the budget. But if we basically can move money around in each individual fund, once we move it around in from one fund to another fund in here, then we have to get the okay of the council to do that. It, as long as we stay in the perimeter of the whole amount of the fund, if we have to increase the budget, then we have to have a hearing, or we have to have a hearing anytime we enlarge our budget and increase the funds. So our total revenues have to equal our total expenditures. That's how they, to my knowledge, how it's always been done with Boulder Town. If we amend the budget, if it's a matter of transferring money, like within the fire fund, say from maybe the expenditures into the, maybe the training needs more money or the fire needs more money, we can just, Jessica can do that without having to get together. If we have to transfer from one fund to another fund, then that's when, if as long as it stays within the perimeter, that the council can okay that money. So if we want to move money from the fire fund down into, say, sanitation parks, whatever, then we just have to approve that because it's going from one fund to another. And I think that's basically it. Oh, you have to have, if no public hearing is required, all members of the governing board who have not previously waived the requirements to do so, and all affected department heads must be notified of the proposed action at least 5 days prior to the meeting. So, and then if you have a public hearing, it has to be 7 days. And then our proposed budget, when we propose and finalize the budget, then there, when we have the hearing for the finalized budget, then it's got to be 10 days. So that's basically all that's in here. And you can read it. It's in here.
And the only other thing that I want to add is, so today when we talked, well, actually I got it from 2 different people. So we talked to Polaris, which works a lot with municipalities.
A lot.
And then also with the auditor. And the conversation also was, okay, so say that we do need to increase the entire amount of the budget. So we need a public hearing for that.
Yeah.
It is, they were stating that people do it differently. So you can either have a public hearing each time that you do that, or you've made the adjustments, you've moved the money, and then at the end of the fiscal year, you would hold a public hearing and say, all right, here's, we had to open it, we had to change this, here's where we changed these things.
And do it
so up. You aren't having public hearings all the time within the budget. So
said
that either one of them really works, and people do it. Maybe if you were like, I mean, I don't know, but that was the advice of the auditor and Polaris, who works with it, that they were like, you don't have to have a public hearing every single time, but you do need to make sure you have a public hearing and then state what has been changed and what's been done. So that was kind of the other part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we discussed that sheet. Oh, and then the other two are just the two she printed out with the PTIF accounts, the interest rates, and
yeah, those ones are the actual statements because they were true. So like I said, I would have given you a bank statement, but they weren't as true of today, where the PTIF accounts are true as of today, the statements. Yeah.
And what day did we, does it show the day we put it in?
No. No, it's only since,
just curious, just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's only from January. So if I can really fast, I'm just going to explain to everyone. So like the three, I gave you three packets kind of, and so we kind of started going over with John's questions, what the standard financial report. So these are going to be like your total amounts that are in there. So like your cash, you'll kind of see how it's broken down. So like even in this general fund, it's actually where ARPA is, and you can see it doesn't break down ARPA, but like the cash is in there. And so like on the next page is where then you'll see ARPA, the money that's there, and then the expenditures that come out of it. So just so that like, as you can see, this is the actual report that shows like the cash that we have, the cash flow. And then, like I said, so it's in each section. So we have four funds. So general fund, the Class C fund, the building authority, and then the capital projects. And then if you see the very last one, it actually has the fixed assets. Those have not been, we did not update those last year. So these are just what they have. I don't know if we had any different assets of last year, but they've kind of stayed the same. So that's what that last page is. And then as we go into the other two, so the one that, the budgeting worksheet. So this is exactly what it is. It's so helpful as you're like actually getting through the budget. It is a worksheet. The columns on the side make it so that if you're just noting your amounts, you can see the line items that go through each one. It's really useful. And the same thing. So each at the top, you'll see this one's for the general fund. And if you keep going, same thing. There's the road B&C, the local building authority, and the capital projects. So if you keep going in this packet, you'll actually see it's not just the one. So they are completely different budgets, the way that we budget them out. So there are four different ones as we go through these packets as well. Know that there are the four different ones.
And just for clarity, those 2021 actual, 2022 actuals, that's the year ending June of that year, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. So when they talk about fiscal year, it's always named whatever year it ends in. So like right now we're in the 2024 fiscal year. When we talk about it in July, we will be adopting the 2025. Yeah. So it's always the year that it ends in. And then as we go into the other one, so the operational budget, this is going to show things a little bit different. So it's not the worksheet, doesn't show it does not show previous years. It says the actual year, and you can see what's kind of nice is on the right hand side, you'll see like it breaks down the remaining budget, the percentage that's used. And so it kind of gives you just like a quick glance of looking at it, like, oh, we've gone over in this area. Oh, we have some of it left. And then I think, so one of you guys asked this in the last time, but so at the very top, it says like, says the date, it'll be like general fund. And then the date, and it says 75% of the fiscal year has expired. Last time it said 100%. And the reason why is because I just put the dates as the fiscal year. And so it said 100. So as we pull this at different times, this will literally tell us like where we are throughout the budget. So just in case anyone had that question. So we can go through these, but does anyone have any kind of questions, just the basics of these, and then we can go through the forms, however, and anyone. Okay, perfect.
Oh, when you talked to Kyle on the reconciliation, did he suggest doing that or a short one? Have you talked to him about that monthly? The monthly reconciliation.
What are you asking?
Well, remember you and I were talking about once a month that we were going to have a budget report.
Yeah, so, it wouldn't be these ones.
Because I've never seen one a month. Have you seen a monthly budget report, Gladys?
Yeah, that was something the auditor actually said that we needed to do. It's like a state thing. Like we actually got, it's one of those that was like, we don't do it. And then we answer why. And so the auditor was like, you need to present a monthly. It's not these, but it'll, yes, it's on my list.
And he didn't have a lot of corrections for us. He hasn't the last couple of years. He's commented on.
And that's what, so maybe so for everyone to understand too, like our budget hasn't been the most accurate the past couple of years. But when you do a budget, you do submit it to the state. The state has their own auditors look at it. Like this last year, we actually had two mistakes that they corrected. You have to like revise it and then you send it back to the state. So the state looks at this. We're doing it correctly. There isn't like huge red flags that they're like, oh my gosh, this is wrong. There's just certain things that weren't as accurate in the budget, but we're actually good on what we do and what we've been submitting, especially because at the end of the day, it's like the money that we have is there. And that was kind of the same thing with the auditor. And it's only been the past couple of years, you know, for all the years that Judy Davis did everything by hand, it was so spot on every single year. And the money has still been there every year that we've gone, you know, it's just been Polaris itself, if you're looking at it, which is what we use for the budget, just hasn't been true. So I would not still say we're 100% true, but we're getting really close. So hopefully that's kind of where we're at. It's a very, the state looks at it. We've been doing good on the budget. It's just making it truth.
And that's a question I had. So somebody is looking at our bank account balance and making sure that it makes sense relative to our budget, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
So you say that from now on, we'll be getting a monthly, a new type of monthly report.
Mm-hmm.
We have not been getting.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
And basically that just tells us where we are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Budget. Every month.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it was, like I said, it was a suggestion by the auditor. And when we were talking the other day, it's like, if you see, it's because it's a suggestion that the state offers that you have to do. I was like, oh, okay, that's great. So, so we'll start including that in the meetings every month. It won't be these specific ones, but there's like a whole different report that we pull.
And, you know, Judy, where she did everything manually and was starting to use the computer, that's where it really got messed up. And of course, her situation. And I'm not laying blame because my heart goes out to her. I'm kind of facing the same situation in my family a little bit. So I understand that. But the bottom line is it's put us where we are. And so consequently, we've just got to make this the best we can. And that's why I'm so glad that everybody's involved in doing this one now. Going forward, we'll know where we basically all stand. Jessica really has done an awesome job. I watched her make phone calls and she'll go, how come I didn't know that before? This is really simple. Nobody told her the simple stuff, you know? So when your auditors, state auditors, don't know the answer, you're thinking that it's not out there. And yet she found the transient taxes and everything else simply. So anyway, we're moving forward. So if you got any more questions before we begin, what we're going to do is take this line item by line item, kind of look what's in the past. If you need to refer back to this, I went through it before she did this one today. And in the actual sense of what our revenue expenditures were with what came in, we are really, really close. But not knowing, and here's another thing, we have to estimate the next 3 months because we don't know what that is. Go ahead, Josh.
I kind of had a high level question before we dig into the minutia here. So, I mean, looking at our cash position, it looks like we roughly have about 3 to 5 years, depending on the year, of cash on hand. I was kind of curious, like, how did that happen? Like, I don't, you know, I guess just looking at it, like, I don't know how to run a town budget.
What do you mean, the excess?
We had COVID. Cash on hand. That's awesome.
COVID.
Okay. Did a bunch of it
pretty well stopped a lot of stuff, including roads and everything. So and we need to get some capital expenditures and get some things going with the town now, because everything was kind of put on hold. So
we got money and saved money at the same time.
Our
cash position changed dramatically in a few years, basically. Then.
Well, I don't know what the, all I know can go by is what this said. But I just remember ever since COVID, because I came in the middle of COVID. And everything was just kind of quiet during COVID. We were just getting by month by month and doing what we had to do, but didn't do anything big. Now we're repairing roads, and John's got his hands full with that, and the tree business, we're putting money into getting the trees. I don't know how that went before. From what I heard, and you can't always go by what you heard, because depending on the people, but they didn't do a lot of that. So there's a few things, and anything else you guys come up with that you feel like needs to be done, So, it looks really, really good, and we are in really, really good shape. But the one thing that we have really expanded on is salaries. And it was an absolute necessity in order to get people in here and keep people in this job, because it's huge. That clerk job is huge. And unless you're in there and involved in it, you will never know. It really is big. I would have never known had I not started out the way that I did, having to help Judy and get through all the things. And I didn't even know a fraction of it compared to what Jessica's found out. So needless to say, our people are really important. So that will be one of our major adjustments that we do. So
I have one thing. So just for everyone, so as I came in, a lot of my experience previous is like actual business experience, not municipality. And so when I've done budget before, it has been trying, especially at the restaurant, because there's like all these different, like the actual interface of food costs or food, and then there's like selling retail, things like that. And so when I came into this, that's where my experience was from. And when I looked at this, I was like, okay, cool. There's a fire budget, and that's great. How much are we paying out in training? Like that was, as I was like seeing bills come in, and as people, like when you're like, oh, fire has, I'm making this number up, but like, oh, fire has $15,000. What do they do with it? And I'm like, I don't really know. Some of the line items were broken out quite a bit. Some were not. Certain things like the Arts Council wasn't included in here, but we actually give money to them. And the Independence Day celebration, that wasn't being tracked at all. And so as I started this, I started including a lot more line items. And I wouldn't say a lot, but there's a few line items that I went through and felt like it was important and that I broke down. That does not mean that that is the most success or easiest way to do this or what everyone else wants to do. In a budget, it's really, however we see that. A lot of people leave it really vague. Like when they say fire, that was really good, sufficient for some people. And so as you guys go into this too, if you're like, wow, this is too detailed or not detailed enough, I think it's a good conversation to have, because this is just kind of what I came into as I've been learning what we have. Things, like I said, even like fire, we pay utilities for the fire station. So, like water, power, the phone bill, the gas bill. And it was just all in one fire thing. And I felt like it was important to know the utilities versus the training. But if no one else feels that way, that is fantastic. And we should go that way. That's just where my experience brought me. And so that's why I've kind of done it this way. And you'll see some of those too, like when you look at them and they'll be like, oh, this year we spent this in this category, but last year we had none. Most of the time it's because that category probably didn't exist last year. And so like, even you'll see like the Tree City expenditures, that's a massive, like we hold their money. Like when they get donations, it comes into us. And then when there's things that we need to pay it out. It was not being tracked that way through our books. And so there's certain things like that. And again, it might've previous been when it was all by hand, but once we went to the digital form. So as I'm saying, this is how I base it. If you're looking at it and you're like, man, I'm not sure that this is how we should do this, please have input and let's talk through and see exactly how it should be as we work through. I'm going to go grab the sales tax off my desk though, as to help with the projection.
Okay.
That's the only thing I forgot that you can keep.
Well, Gladys, what's the philosophy here. How do you do this? You've been doing this a long time. Do you have any advice?
Well, I guess I was very simple. You got X amount of dollars, stay within that budget. Sort of like you was talking about the fire. Okay, fire people, that's your budget. You decide, okay, what are you going to spend it on? You know what I mean? We didn't, I don't know if we said, okay, you're X amount for training, X amount for this and this. We kind of let them, I think, decide whether that's good or not. I did have a question, Jess, and this brings back to something that I keep wanting to have, you know, like employees.
I do have it. Sorry.
Detailing what they're, okay. Yep. So I guess what I'm saying, so then if, and sorry to be personal, but Corey, if you're spending X amount of hours cleaning the fire truck, doing that, does that then need to go on the fire budget as opposed to
the grounds or
the grounds?
Yeah.
Just things like that.
Yeah.
Because fire department, their money is specifically for fire. We can't take it for something else.
Yeah.
But we could say, okay, this is, and maybe we don't need to.
Yeah.
This is, we should be charging the fire department for the time. But maybe that's just nice to know how much time. So when we're aware in the fire department, hey, you know what? It takes a lot of time to clean up those hoses, clean up the machine after a fire. This is how much a fire actually costs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's good for the reason, too, of breaking out the jobs. You know, mm-hmm. It works. And Corey and I talk about that right now. Like, for Corey and I, it works really well for the two of us in these positions that we work the hours that we do. We wanted them to be more full time. But if it ever came to Corey leaving, maybe they're not the fire chief and or they don't want grounds and the building.
Right.
You know, and so then what does that look like after Corey of how do you break out that job too? Because it's really three different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so then knowing what that actually entails in the hours. So I definitely agree. And I think that's kind of where, I mean, we keep picking on fire, but that's because it's kind of the most obvious and easy. Yeah. But that was kind of the same thing. You know, we tell them, so we're like, okay, you know, fire here, here's $7,000. Good luck. You know, you can do whatever you want with it. Just kidding. Because we're actually going to pay the bills with it. Like your normal bills, we're paying the water out of it. So they're looking at it like, oh, I have 7,000. So that's 7,000 for training, that's 7,000 for equipment. And you're like, actually it's not.
No.
And so that's why I feel like as we do this too, you know, when you say that, it's like, okay, so if we're going to allocate 7,000, then we're going to say, you know, 4,000 is actually yours, fire department. The other three, we know, yes, it's fire, but it's for the utilities or other things that are going into it. So I think that's what else, as I went into this, you know, fire, they don't really have that much. They don't spend that much money either on tools or training, but that was one of those, you know, like they have this budget in their head, they hear it. And then we say it and then they go to fire school, which is like the biggest expenditure they have. And I don't care what they're spending that money on, but they have a dollar amount in their head and it's different because that budget actually has to cover the basics too.
Yeah. And so, I guess I would say, you know, there's an adage in business that which is measured improves. And the more granular you do something, the more you put eyes on individual line items, the more likely they are to be efficient.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, that's my general philosophy personally with this stuff. You know, I always find myself drilling into these items, like what is in here, you know, and then you look in there and it's like, well, you know, gee, we have 34 grand in miscellaneous revenue in 2023. Like that's 20% of our budget. That seems grossly inappropriate.
Things
like that, you know, that shouldn't happen.
Well, and if you'll see too, so like in the, where is it? So the actual, so the 2023, if you see that, so like the fire budget, it just in fire expenditures, there was almost $20,000. And when I went into that, like what is an expenditure for them? And it was every single thing. So it's a repair, the gas, you know, to heat the fire to, and I was like, that's not an expenditure necessary. So like, yeah. So when we're getting down to the details of, hey, fire, here's your money. That's not what that actually equals. And so it just was easier that like, we can still say that dollar amount because it's fire, you know, that is the fund. But then breaking it down, I think just gives everyone the ability to use the money in the best way possible and to keep track of it.
I would very much support that. And as you had mentioned earlier, since it's very easy to move between line items within a department.
Mm-hmm.
Having that extra granularity both helps us build a reasonable budget and also plan the activities for the year that you could say, well, gee, we plan to do spend money on equipment we haven't yet.
Let's... Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I like the extra detail.
Okay.
Real high level question on the revenue. And you mentioned that we're going to forecast the last 3 months. But I know that we had the problem with some of the money being delayed and withheld.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been cleared up entirely?
Mm-hmm.
So right now we are at 75% of the year and at about 55% of the revenue. That's kind of what I flagged there.
Of the total revenue?
Yeah, it depends which one you use. Yeah, well, let's see if you do. Depends which line, but I guess my question, looking at it across the board, it seemed we're trending low unless we've got some money that we know we're getting that just hasn't come in yet.
No, and I think, so Judy and I talked about it today. Can you see this one? Okay, so on the budgeting worksheet, so if you see under general sales taxes of 2023, so when this budget was created, it was really hard. I mean, even in the one that we did before, the 2024, we really just had no grasp on where to find the information of resort taxes, transient taxes, things like that. So you can see that when they pulled the money, there's nothing in those categories in 2023. So there's nothing in telecom, there's nothing in transient, there's nothing in resort. So when they pulled that number, the 158, it was just a guesstimate, but it was kind of including everything that we would get because that's how the state gives it to us. They just auto deposit it. It's one big chunk. They put it in there. There's no receipt. There's no nothing. So last year when Judy and I did the budget, right, Judy's second year and my very first couple months to the job, as you pull this and you're trying to just figure out where this money's coming from, Polaris isn't correct. You're trying to figure this out. I'm pretty sure that Judy and I were like, okay, well, 2023 actual, 158, the budget was 30. Let's try and like meet in the middle. So it was 100,000. But then we also went through and we did put in amounts for the telecom, the transient, and the resort. And so my biggest thing is it was a guess, and it was a really awful guess is where that really came from. To be so frank in that, because we didn't have the information, we tried getting it. And that's, it's taken me almost 9 months to get that information from anyone of what the receipt breakdown is of the sales taxes. Yeah. And so that's why that is such, we are trending. But if you actually see the actual, so if you go back to 2021 and 2022, that is more accurate.
So now you do know what you're getting for sales, transit room. Okay. And there's another thing we have to be aware of, because even as the county collects taxes, sometimes people don't always pay their taxes. So sometimes the taxes you're getting in 1 year, maybe you'll get a big bunch because, and this applies to sales and transit room also, because a lot of it depends on, state, are you being diligent? I know this is a problem that the travel council has.
Yeah.
State, are you being diligent in making sure that you are collecting these taxes? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's when the county or somebody gets onto them.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, oh, we got this big bunch. You'll say, well, it's just because they collected it from.
Yep.
Yeah. We have an entry of 94,000, 2 years ago? And that, I'm sure that's what that was.
Yeah.
It was that great big amount that we had.
Yeah.
But it really is, it leaves you. After this year and them holding our taxes, and when we say that, we haven't done anything really bad, but if you fail to turn in a report on time, if you don't know about the report, it's kind of hard to turn the report in on time. So Jessica will be up and running next year. But that's how those things happen. And listen, it happened to Judy quite a few times. So.
Mm-hmm. It is. And they hold everything. Like the second you don't, and it could be across the board, but the minute that they hold it across everything. So they hold state taxes, road B&C, and county taxes. So everything gets held.
But the 2024 actual, that That is the amount of money. Like, we're not expecting any other big chunks now. Mm-mm. That is what.
Other than our normal, we get sales tax every single month.
Yeah.
So,
if I take that number and subtract out the property tax of about $8,000, because we're not getting that again this year, right? And then multiply that by 1.25 because we have a quarter remaining. We're running roughly $149,000 projected income for this year.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we're at. So I pulled I will say, so the sales tax, so the,
good to know.
The bigger months do see, like, so we still have to collect March, April, May, and June into this budget. This is just the February payment has dropped, right? So we're not through March, so it doesn't include March. So we haven't received that yet. So this is just through February. So we still have to collect the money for March, April, May, and June from county taxes and sales tax. And the bigger months, previous years, it goes up quite a bit starting in May. So, March of 23, we were given almost 6,000, not quite. April, just over 6,000. May, 15,000. And so there is a big jump. So it's kind of hard to... guess the amount of sales tax that will be coming in. So yes, we will have money to finish out because it does come monthly.
That might be good to have a handle on in the future what those ratios are, because it's nonlinear.
Yeah.
Just so we know as we're moving through that makes knowing if you're on budget really hard, right?
Yep.
So if we could have some working idea.
Yeah.
Or at least you two to have a working idea in the back of your head. Like, well, generally 40% of the income comes in May and June or whatever it is. And, because it's not in winter.
Well, that's what totally,
But that's what, kind of what I want to know. Like, because right now looking at these numbers, we have a $30,000 budget shortfall. Mm-hmm. Well, you just told me maybe we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's what it's kind of trick, hard to know. Right? Yep.
Well, you compare it to previous year, same month, previous year is helpful.
Yep.
So that's great if you can do that. But it sounds like we don't have a disastrous shortfall, but perhaps a small shortfall the way we're trending.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay.
So I do feel like, yes, we overguessed the revenue is what it seems because of the sales tax, but I don't think we're going to be super far off.
Okay. The other one I had is one of the things that does distort the income statement is we're showing a $50,000 transfer from capital projects. What is that? Could you tell me something about that $50,000 item? Because we show being $50,000 to the good, but that's almost exactly equal to the transfer from capital funds. So I was just curious about that line item.
Was that down there contribution
and the transfer? Yeah. No. Let's wait till we go line item by line item, John.
Okay.
Amazing. But yeah.
That's a high level thing because as we get into expenses, you kind of need to know, are we overall going to meet the budget?
That figure is down there. It's when it says transfer from capital projects, it's actually a buffer for us in case we need it in so that we don't have to. It's a buffer for the budget that's down there. In fact, she was explaining that to us today because it is absolutely. Yeah. So, and when we're doing this, everything is as close of a guess as we can get, but it really is a guess. So I think this year we'll have at least
been a guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's just start. And then if you got questions as we go through, because we're going to have to get through this.
And actually, let me, does anyone want to choose which one we're going through? Like, we're all going to use the same form.
The budget worksheet.
The worksheet.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
So then I actually do have, let me bring this up and we can go through it in real time.
I have a question on the first line item. Why did property taxes double between 2022 and 2023 from 6,000 to almost 14,000? they didn't double.
No idea.
No idea.
No idea.
And then this year it went back to normal. our actuals back to 2022, right? You're close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we budgeted for that, and then obviously it didn't happen.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Your last year was really a shot in the dark. So
yeah. Yeah.
All we can do is just do the best we can this year, because it was rough.
Yeah, I really don't know, because I wasn't here for that time, so I can't. If someone cared enough, I could go diving, but I'm not going to unless someone asks me to.
No,
I guess the relevance is really going to be what we budget for 2025. Is it closer to the 13,000-14,000 or closer to the 6,000 or 7,000?
Mm-hmm.
So we probably will have to dig into exact.
Well, I will say, 2021 and 2022 were more around the 6 to 7. It seems like something happened in 2023. Maybe that one's not the most one that you would.
So maybe what, and the way I look at it is to, with 2021, 22, and 23, the budget and the actual on 24, to me, we just look at the three of them and get an annual amount. And
sure.
Because if it's more and it comes in, that's better. At least it's not an expense. At least it's more revenue coming in. So to me, that's being better be safe than sorry.
Okay.
And this, can I actually ask? So right now, we are not actually going to be talking about the 2025 budget at all, right? We're just trying to work through our budget right now, make any changes that need to have happen, right?
Well, and
I just want to make sure. And that will happen later.
We're doing the budget for 2024-25 is what we're doing. We're doing our,
right now in this meeting. I thought we were trying to correct what we were finishing through this year. See, this is why I need everyone to be on the same.
So
in this meeting right now, we are just trying to talk and correct what we need to finish out this year.
Or just have enough understanding to be able to think about next year's budget for me.
Okay, perfect.
That's how I'm feeling.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I would use my own as being also an extreme examples is roads. Either to meet the budget, I've got to really cut back on maintenance, or we say, well, we're just going to do it after the first, at the start of the next fiscal year and put it in next year's budget.
Yeah.
So we have to think about how we're doing. A decision we make in the next 3 months affects the next year's budget.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go with the property taxes. Let's start there. My recommendation is that we stick with close to the 7330 for 2024.
If you average them, you're looking at about 8,415, but
that's taken into 13. Yeah. I don't know that that's a good idea.
13 is kind of an outlier.
I do too.
I would suspect it was something like somebody bought a property and then got greenbelt.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you want to go with the 7330? You want to go with 8? What do you want to do? This is where you get to all kick in.
Well,
what?
I don't know if I want to make a decision on that yet. I feel like just getting through the budget will be plenty without coming to an agreement on what to budget.
If we kind of follow the budget checklist, the first step is to gather a lot of information, which Jessica hasn't had a chance to do. So you should probably leave these as questions for that. Okay, that's something we have to understand why 23 was unusual, and then we can decide for next year what the budget would be. So that becomes, leave it as a question.
So I think if you have a question to make sure that I understand, you want me to do homework on it?
Certainly.
So if you want me to do homework and find out, I mean, all that means is I call the county and they're going to be like, I don't know, here's your number.
Probably right.
I mean, they're not going to be like, Ray actually bought a place down in Lower Boulder. And they're not going to. So I don't know how much information I'm going to just be able to find. I mean, it's a number and they just give it to you.
Certainly.
It might be good to throw this in I don't know if it's easy to export it to Excel or a Google sheet. You can tag Excel for follow up or something, however you want to do it.
What are you asking me to do though?
Just to keep notes on 8 million cells that we're going to have questions about.
Well, you know, here's your homework list.
No, I know. But like, that's what I mean is I don't know what I would go and look for to know why there's a discrepancy in property taxes. So you may ask me to do that, but I don't actually know what you want from me.
Okay. Then I would say at this point, we probably are going to use the long-term trend.
Yeah.
And that's actually the smaller item. I think the bigger issue is, of course, if the businesses stay healthy and lots of tourists come, we're going to be in good shape. If we have another COVID, we've got a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, and with being able to section off properties, you're going to be able to sell more properties. I think you're in good shape for the taxes this year.
Well, yeah, but it's only 8% of our income. I mean, it's people could not pay property taxes in Boulder, and we almost wouldn't notice to our budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I would say the only things that I can really answer for is that if there's mistakes made within the budget and then I've been able to find them, you know, like, so the general sales tax, that one was pretty obvious just because of how it got dispersed through there. But like knowing why property taxes were higher in that, I'm not
sure
positive.
Legit. Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. Perfect. So that's why I just want to make sure no one's expecting me to find an answer of why. Are we waiting for me? I don't know where she went.
So bottom line, the only thing we really want to know though is the total amount of taxes we can expect.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care within these numbers that much.
Not as much. I would say that your big is the total taxes at the bottom. I mean, if you want to say, so the property taxes, that's county. The rest is all going to be sales tax to the state. That's the two big differences.
We're trending probably at least for 150K total.
I think so.
And it's not inconceivable that we hit our budget either.
Yeah.
We budgeted 5% more income this year than in 2023.
John, that's a good way to state that the revenue. I'm looking at the center governmental revenue. The ARPA revenue is what?
So if you actually see, so it was called CARES the first time they allocated it.
Okay.
So it's COVID money. So the first time it was CARES, then the second time it's the same fund, they just changed the name of it to ARPA. So same exact thing, just allocated in a different name a year later or something like that.
And we would not be expecting that again.
No, nope.
That's done. Yay.
Okay, so let me ask a question on county fire agreement. In 2021, we have some money. How come we don't have any?
So we actually...
2022...
I'm actually just guessing that these didn't get put in.
Oh, okay.
So they give it to us every year. You'll see this year they actually gave us a little bit more.
Okay.
The 6544 is what they actually gave to us. So I'm guessing they really did get it in 2023 and 2021 that just wasn't put in this fund or in this into Polaris. Because the county gives us money every single year for fire.
Yeah, that's why I was just making sure of it.
Yeah, and I do know because Camille told me, she was like, it's more this year than they've been able to give. And you can see that, you know, it's been 5,000 in this last time they were able to give 65.
So if we put 65 total over there, we're okay because we're not going to get any
less
federal money.
Yeah, no.
So if we just count on...
And I don't know what the difference is necessarily between the county fire agreement and the county fire grant. That actually, I just see that too. So in 2020, so maybe it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
We only get one time county money and it's for the fire. So maybe that's.
You should probably consolidate those then.
Yeah.
Will
you write a note?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question, state liquor allotment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In your travels, do you remember seeing any monies for that? Or there's one that comes, used to come, I can't remember whether it was liquor or tobacco, but it could only be spent on drug.
I did prevention. Actually. Yeah. So I just learned that one was going through with the auditor. There is, where are you seeing that?
Oh, look on.
It's above the county fire.
3358.
Oh yeah. Okay. So the state liquor allotment. So you, so they, it hasn't been part of the budget, but we actually have the funds. I'd have to go get the last statement. But we do actually get money off the taxes that are charged for the sales tax of liquor, but you can only use that towards things with liquor. And most of it has to go towards law enforcement. And so I'm, it just sits there and we just collect it because we can't use it for anything. We could, there you go. Raise Christmas bonus.
Let me see this. Okay. I think the previous years, this has been a while back. Sometimes we did something with the school, you know what I mean? A drug prevention, something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something else like now, that. The DARE program or things like that.
Did it?
It's not a huge amount.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I know. Let me think in. Only because we did go, because I was like, what is this money? And he was like, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, good so luck trying to. I mean, it's not. Is 150. But, that sounds about.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure.
Because it wasn't a whole lot of money.
No, it's not that much money, that's for sure.
But like I said, if you don't do anything, it sits in there for a while.
Yeah, and that one you don't like get in trouble for having it sit there either, because you literally are only allowed to use it for certain things. Yeah, he said a lot of small towns, and they don't do anything with it because they can't. Where is that?
What's the $28,000 state grant right above that in the 2023 budget? Why did we think we were getting 28 grand from the?
I think we didn't. I think it's because it was, I'm going to let Judy speak on that, but I'm going to guess that has something also to do with COVID.
That's what I was going to say. I think
it almost the state matches the ARPA revenue from the previous 2 years. Okay. So it looks like the last 2 years we budgeted in some capacity for funding we're never going to get. And it's not a trivial amount. Like 28 grand in 2023 that we didn't get from state grants. And then ARPA revenue, 14 grand this year that we're not going to get. We've also consistently over budgeted our business license income. The next group those should be revised properly.
That we think we're going to get more money or no?
Yeah.
We've actually. Like,
we always over budget our revenue.
Except for that. So we still have liquor licenses to bring in. So we do have business licenses, but liquor licenses don't go out until June.
I was going to say, do they have to be paid by the end of June?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
so that'll still go in this budget. So I don't know how much, I mean, it's not that much.
Yeah.
I think there's more than four. No.
I have one virtual grill, like, and then Julie match.
But there's also like halls and Hills and Hollows have.
Oh, they have the
like your package. Yeah.
So you have.
Yeah. So there's a few. I mean, and it's not substantial. I would say 100. And I mean.
So the 2023 actual $65 is just wildly inaccurate.
Which one? 2023 where?
Business licenses. 2023 actual is $65.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very
fun. Yeah, 2023 is hard. That was
it's.
Judy's still here. Lexi trying to help out Judy being new mayor. I mean, that was her first budget, I think. Right? She come in 2022 and then your budget's 2023.
This stuff is so hard to take over.
So I think, you know, I guess what we can agree is for 21, 22, 23, there's an awful lot of line items where the money doesn't match the correct account, and we just have to live with that, and hopefully we will definitely do better.
Yes.
Okay, we definitely.
That's what budgets are for, is for changing and adjusting. I mean, I guess, whatever, we can wait, so.
Now, one thing, maybe you could just keep on waiting for Judy to come back in.
That's, I'm like, she definitely knows most of these things that you guys are asking, so.
I'm still a little confused about how the roads money is fact, because it doesn't show up here as revenue, but it does show up in the B and C road fund, and then we do a transfer to the operating budget with the to spend the money, or
Yeah, so John just asked, so like road C money.
Yeah.
So when we do budget it, it does not come into the general fund because it has its own fund. So it stays within that. And then it's also marked and categorized within the Class C. So it already exists in there.
Right. And then to spend the money, do we?
The only thing that I would do to spend the money is transfer it from the money market to the checking account. But in the budget itself, it's just allocated out of there.
So yeah, the only thing this shows you is what you put in that we have. We actually, not sure what this original budget, the 50,000 was on that one, because that was the main thing that we wanted to find out on the budgeting work or for this budget, was how much we actually had. And we actually don't, it's 30,000 more, isn't it, Jess? What was the final budget? What was the final amount we decided we had?
It's the one that's correct in here. So it's the, hang on.
The standard or the operation?
Standard. 216. That's the amount that's in there total.
If you need time, if this is one that's going to take some time and homework, or so you can do it offline. But I am a little confused because in most towns, the state road money is not the whole road budget, that there is some subsidy of the road budget from general funds. And that's why I'm just trying to see the flow of funds between, like, so far this year, we spent $44,000 on road money, but only gotten $33,000 in. And that's, you know, that could be a one-off, or it could be that we have to be also moving money from general fund into roads fund. And that's what I'm trying to understand, how that's
well, I think there you already have already money in the roads fund that we've saved up.
Correct. And so that's why. So it's not that it's ever in the general fund. I guess you would put extra money in the general fund. Like, so if you had extra money, I mean, no, it is totally separate, right? We get road B and C money, so it has its own fund because it can only be used for road type projects, so signs, roads, things like that. Yeah. So it doesn't go into the general fund. I guess if the general fund has money and you choose to allocate extra money from the general fund, then you can, but that would be, it's not, it would be normal money. It would be any sales tax that then we decide to put into the road B and C money. But we haven't been doing that because we have the funds in there. So then when I paid them out, it's because I didn't know this section and all I did was pay it right out of the checking account.
Okay.
And so that is where that part of, like, it's not, on this part, like if I go through and recategorize them, the bills that I paid, because they're in here. They just are under the general, like, of how they came out. That's the only part that's missing.
And that, all that money, that road C money, goes automatically into the money market fund.
Yeah.
Automatically, because you can't touch it. It can only be used for the road stuff. So And then when she writes the check, she just transfers it out and back into the checking account. So as long as everything.
Yeah, because I can't pay anything out of the money market.
As long as, you know, you've got the bookkeeping is right and the transfers are right and for us, shouldn't be a problem. So where do we get? I apologize. Did we move it all?
A couple items. We're still on the first page. There's a couple questions about them, but things that you already know.
So this budget is for 24-25. This isn't the 23 budget that we're doing. We have to submit this budget for next year. And we have to have it in by June. So it's the 24-25 budget. This is the 23-24 budget. Okay. So now the funds that we're going to put over here will be for this next year's budget. That's why we're taking a look at that. Does that make sense to everybody?
But you don't specifically, do you want specific things today, or you're saying I need you to look at it and decide?
No, we need to put it down today because we're, John made a really good point. We need, because once we put this down and Jessica's got it created, it'll be pretty easy to create. It will just be the next, the budget for the up and coming year from July of this year to June the next year. That's what we're budgeting for right now. So these figures that we're putting in the right-hand column, we're just guessing and we're taking the average and taking a look at this and saying, hey, do we think this will fit here? And we left it to the end because, like I say, we didn't know what funds we had, what money we had, and this year we should be able to do it. So really, truly, you have to take a shot in the dark because once we get this put together, then we will present it to the public. And if the public has input, which they usually don't, but there's always a first time.
I was kind of expecting a second work meeting to work on the next budget, because first I think we do have to understand our current budget. But if you wanted to do revenue, what I would do is go through these items and mark down the ones where we expect that we know we're going to be getting additional money, like the sales tax comes in quarterly.
It would be all revenue.
Well, but some things I think, well, like grant, some of the grant money was one shot. So we know we can't multiply it by 1.25 because it's all we've already received the money.
Yeah.
Well, there will be no more grant money as far as ARPA is concerned.
Right.
We did get the grant money for the fire department. When did that come in? Do you recall? Was it last? No, it's all right. Not a big deal. And so that's what we have to decide. And budgets. It's just a guess estimate. So what we need to do is get through this today.
Well, but hold on, we don't have to get through it today. We have until May to have a proposed budget. Like, we're an hour into this meeting.
So if we get a general idea of what's going on, what do you propose to do then?
My intention of showing up here was just to have some questions answered and get my mind around the current state of the budget, what the old line items were, what's accurate, what's not. And then, like John said, definitely have a separate meeting where we go through and say, okay, we've had time to look into this. We've had time to think about it. Let's get together and then just hammer out line items. Boom, boom, boom. Here's what we think. We can assign different departments to different people or whatever. You know, for example, it'd be good to go talk to Corey before I propose a fire budget, that sort of thing, for the next year. Like, I don't see us getting out of here at any reasonable
hour. Okay.
I want to say too, I really support that. I thought that this was just a conversation of making it through this year's budget.
Then I missed it totally.
I know. I really thought, I mean, that's where I could tell that there was a discrepancy. That's why I asked that. Cause I really thought we were just going through the budget that we have now. If we need to make adjustments, like if we need to transfer money now in these line items, that's what I thought we were kind of correcting. You know, like we talked about it, Judy and I.
Yeah. Like open the budget in April.
And I think so. One of my easy explanation or points examples is, so Judy and I really did go into for the 2024, we knew that there was going to be, there had just been pay raises. And so we went in and tried to do the math the best that we could to see what those pay raises would look like with the actual for the year. But what we did not take into account was the employee taxes. So we very much missed the mark on that one because we kind of just carried them over. Like, so we did the math on the actual salaries, but we did not do it for the employee taxes. So that's what I thought we were going to go over today, is kind of where.
Yeah, where the shortfalls are.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Answer any questions we have.
Yes, for the 2024. Yeah.
And then step two is, okay, we can take the training wheels off and actually start. Because, I mean, I could go through this and propose a bunch of numbers, fill this out basically on my own, and then bring it filled out and compare notes to a lot of the categories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think it would be best. I thought, you know, there are, we've definitely missed the mark on some of the things. And so how to correct those now, if we need to, instead of running the budget opposite of not having the funds available.
I fully support that, but I think we need to look at the ones where we either have to reallocate some money or change the trend. And kind of jumping to that, under administrative, I think you hit the two big items that are also trending high are legal and then the administrative salaries and employment taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a question of, you know, I don't see the workload decreasing.
No, I see it increasing if we're going to stay on trend of what's been happening in the past 6 months, which is great. You know, I keep saying that. I think like right now, staff, there's double the work that's ever been done in this town, and it's great, but it's never been done. So it is a massive adjustment when it comes to salaries. But I think it's because there was raises and there's way more work being done. And so how to account for that. And I think that's also the same thing with the attorney. You know, we had McKiff on retainer and he definitely answered a phone call most of the time you call them, but it was a very different conversation than what we now have with Michael and the things that we're facing, you know, like we haven't faced a lot of those things and we are right now and really need that legal help. And so I don't think that either one of those will be changing necessarily. I mean, Michael's might be, as we kind of mellow out and get through a lot of the ordinances and things like that, but.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So when we get things figured out, then is it going to slow down?
I mean, it depends on how people in the town feel and what they're going to bring up.
Okay.
Sure, but also maybe no, and maybe there's just, you know, inevitable change for the next 10 years, and who knows?
Well, so we need to start thinking when we make demand, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, and I do think that's a big part. You know, anytime that you want to say that you want an ordinance change, it's definitely, you know, we need to think about that. But there's a lot of things that come with that, you know, and yeah.
And two other things we're going to have that you want to keep in mind also, we're going to have to bring somebody in to finish help. The two that we've had wanted to help us or that volunteered to help us that we were paying, they've been busy and couldn't do it. So we've got to, the filing. We've got to get that filing done. And what was the other thing, Jess? Help with, was the filing?
Oh, the minutes. The minutes onto American Legal. There's a few things of like updating. So the thing with getting the minutes onto American Legal is we don't really have them on the desktop. Some exist, some don't. They're really sporadic of who created them, where they were created. And so it means that someone has to go into the back end of our website, pull the minutes, like download them that way, and then format them in for American Legal and then send them off to American Legal.
What's so there's categorized just as under here? What would category would those be?
None right now. None. I mean, it's a salary.
It'll be under administration.
I mean,
yeah, it'll be a
American
salary.
Legal, sorry. Subscriptions and memberships?
Right now.
Okay.
Yes. And so like there's a couple really big projects that like, there's some things that I can take on and Lacey can take on, but like right now we're holding 4 meetings a month. And so like, I don't know how I can, no, I can't, I don't have time to do the filing. I don't have time to do a lot of these other things. And so what does that look like? And so as we talk about salaries and wages, you know, I've mentioned it to a couple people individually, but I don't know if that means hiring another person locally, like part-time, saying that like we have this position and it's just trying to literally catch up the extra projects, you know, like or if it means contracting out certain things, you know, like if it's just a per job thing, asking if someone can come and do it or what that looks like. Maybe some of it's more remote, but there are still things that would be ideal to have caught up, and I don't have the time at all. And do not volunteer unless you actually, Lacey's going to be really nice. She's about to have a baby. I'm going to unvolunteer her,
yeah,
even though she keeps volunteering.
If I can do it from the couch.
I mean, no,
these not are this stuff.
But no, there's a couple things that I have like that. But
let me try and define this a little bit. Okay, this is a budget meeting, right? So we can get into the details of the work that needs done infinitely.
Yeah.
What we need to make a decision is how much money is required.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing we really need to be discussing here right now. So scope it out, and whether it's a contractor or whatever, I have no idea, right?
Maybe it makes more sense to offer.
Come back with a number by the April meeting. For all of it. Just come up with a number, and then we'll just see what we can do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it's just sitting in this state.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm not going to come up with a number, right? Like,
correct.
So
here's what I would almost suggest. Okay, going through the administrative, there are some where we've spent nothing. Mm-hmm. And the part you can either I think you as staff can decide, is that something we're not going to do anyway, or do we still expect we're going to have to spend that money? But then the big ones are the salaries and wages, to figure out how much you think you need. Work the kind of hours you feel are needed, which I think we all support you working the hours that are needed. So let's figure out what that's going to amount to. I think for Michael Wynn, he's at, we're certainly racking up 500 or so a month. So we're already negative on the budget, and we probably need to put another 1500 or 2000 in for him. Just kind of eyeballing how many requests we're sending his way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. There's $70,000 difference between our actual expenses and our budgeted expenses under administrative right now for the year. So I bet we don't need to amend that budget at all. We just need to move things around to different categories.
Correct.
Yeah, so, and some of them gone, because there's a couple of them in there we don't need.
So then I would say at the April meeting, just because we still have to approve that as a council, mm-hmm. right? If mm-hmm. we move it like that. So then at the April meeting, just come up with some different numbers that are for sure safe for the next few months.
And you're asking me to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's plenty of money to play with there. Like 70 grand should be plenty to get us through 4 months of admin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So just make the categories big enough that we don't have to worry about exceeding them in July,
Yep.
And just make that easier on us.
The other one, no, that'll go next one. Never mind. Sorry. I was going to say to talk about the 4th of July, but I think it's okay, because that'll go in next year's.
Okay. So I kind of go budgeting a little bit different perspective. To me, I say, you got to look how much money you're coming in with, and then you go to your expenses. You got to make them be under what you're.
They do. Mm-hmm. We do.
Okay, so I just got a couple of questions. On the first page, Jess, where it says business licenses, in 2023, we have a budget of $2,000. It looks like the other years, maybe you want to average $800 or $1,000. What? How come it's so different in 2023?
Can you see so where? What are you on?
I think 2023. I'm really gonna say.
It's just off.
I don't know. I wasn't here, but it really was like, as Judy and her brain and where it was going, Lexi was trying to get it. Like, it was just not a lot was happening in Polaris. So like we really probably got money that year. It just wasn't put into the actual Polaris to show it as truth.
Okay.
So that's the 2022, 2023.
So if I look at 2023, is just maybe going to be kind of awful.
I think so.
Okay. Now under miscellaneous revenue, look in 2023 under
34 grand.
Yeah. What was that? How come that's out of kilter? Do you have an answer?
Maybe. Hang on.
And where was the 30, where are you looking at on the
30? Okay, down under miscellaneous revenue in 3690, look across and it says 2023.
Oh my gosh.
And it's 34,473. Oh, I see where you are. Now, actually, it's a little bit different even in 22. What was that miscellaneous revenue from?
From Boulder Town Unknown.
Removal deposit.
Oh, you literally can't see that at all. Hang on.
It looks like miscategorized transfer.
We need all of the Zoom stuff to go away. Okay. Josh, tell me how to make it go away again.
Control shift H. No, option control shift H.
Is it just maybe again something?
The window.
Record erroneous receivable.
Josh, say it again.
I think shift control option.
Which option's not a thing?
Or alt.
Okay.
Shift control alt H.
Shift control alt H. Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay.
Instead it's unknown.
This is as sketchy as it looks in the line item.
Uh-huh.
So if we're looking at miscellaneous revenue, if we put let's be generous, let's say even 1500 income, we'd still B.
Okay. Miscellaneous revenue. That's what you're talking about, right? We're still on miscellaneous revenue.
Yeah.
Okay. So say again what you thought. If we
put $1,500 for total in miscellaneous revenue, we'd be about right, right?
I don't know why we would ever get miscellaneous revenue.
Okay, so I'm saying...
Well, donations to the tree committee are part of that? Is that
no, they go up. Okay. I created one for the tree committee.
So 4th of July, what does that come under?
I made one for it.
Okay,
so it wasn't before. So that's what I was saying. Is that I needed to know where things were coming and going. So I created them. So
But that's an expenditure, isn't it? Not a...
Both. No, it's both because we brought in money.
Yeah, remember
The donation of the
charge. Is that what people donated?
I think actually, so this time I just put it under donations in private where, so in 2024 actual, that is the 4th of July.
Okay.
I'm going to take see, here's the.
Okay.
Gosh, this is not easy for everyone else. There. So that's under donations. So we can match them up that it's you can do independence and what, but we just don't, maybe we would get,
I think what we would do a donation for.
I'm not sure about a donation, but if we want to talk about miscellaneous revenue, because I don't see it anywhere else, we don't ever charge for the building and we have not been charging for building licenses, subdivision. We haven't actually been charging any application fees either for quite a while. That was one thing that April brought up, right before she left, was that we haven't been. So maybe that's where that money would go.
How about when boss rents the building? Would that be in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So maybe that is exactly where that is. So you are, had and to I process think there, that I out loud.
There's
so.
Some people in previous years.
Except for what's rental?
Who have rented the building.
I didn't say who. This is Cheryl Cox. So this is one is the Arts Council. So the one that's in the budget right now, the actual, it's the Arts Council rented the building for their the writing workshop. And it's because it's that thing, right? So if you're trying to use the building to make money, then we ask you to pay it. Mm-hmm. And so she did. So they use it for a lot of things, but it's usually just for shows and things, but so they're writing conference. So this is renting the building. So that is the rental income is for the building. This is so great. We're all going through this together.
So it looks like we got about $1,000 over estimated revenue from the cemetery. We're budgeting income that's not happening year in, year out. So that might be worth not budgeting for.
Okay.
Original budget.
And is that because we never sure who's going to die?
Yeah, so, it looks like we're planning on people dying.
Yeah, okay. So we put some money in there because when we have to open and close the grave, we charge, the town charges whoever, and then the town has to pay whoever does it. Unless the person privately hires someone.
Yeah, to dig the grave.
And... Okay, so basically what you're saying is there's a line item for each that should match roughly.
Yeah.
So you can see, so it says sale. So there's a sale of cemetery lots, and then there's an opening and closing. Cemetery, so we have two separate.
Okay. I see where you're getting at. So you budget for it, both for income and expenses, and then the line items don't quite match, but we can deal with that later. Okay. So that's fine.
First page. Still on the first page.
Yeah.
I know, but
I was just jumping around. To
where
to
are...
Us, oh, there it is. Oh, I can, sorry. I thought
and my question... What utilities do we have up there?
Where?
Yeah, the cemetery.
The water?
Yeah, the water.
The water. Oh. The water we don't use a drop of.
Yeah, okay.
So that literally is what we're paying Boulder Farmstead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
You're so far down the line, Judy.
Well, he got on the cemetery.
That's because it's on the first cemetery. Page.
Well, yeah. Okay, so then... interest earnings, you know, we're obviously doing better. That's good. We just went through miscellaneous revenue. And then, so the capital fund, so that 50 grand. So basically we're trending, so total income, if we want to be conservative, right, and say, well, we'll make at least 150, off of our total sales tax and property tax and everything, right? That's what we're trending. We'll probably be more than that. Plus all these other categories. Oh, 6,500. I'm just gonna put in our actual income instead of our budget. $162,000 is what it looks like our total income bottom line will be.
Well, the administration insurance is going to go up a ton.
He's only talking about revenue.
So Gladys is saying we need to just figure out our revenue to start this conversation. So
okay, so you're saying that you added those up to 162?
Yep, that's what I get. Okay. 162 grand total minimum, not including the $50,000 transfer.
Okay, thank you.
What's how much, Josh?
162,000 should be basically our minimum income that we actually get this year, minimum, not including that $50,000 buffer capital transfer.
And that's including the guess on the 3 months left on the taxes?
Yes, yes. That includes, yes.
Four.
Well, yeah. I guess I did.
March, April, did. May, June. Yeah, we still haven't gotten Marches. I know that we're in the month of March, but we still haven't gotten the money for the month of March.
Maybe let me remind
March,
that.
April, May, June.
I forgot about that.
So roughly 40,000 short on revenue. So then we, as we look through expenses, we probably need to keep that in mind.
We really have a third of the year left to earn money and not a quarter. So actually we have 18 more in that case. So we should be 180 income.
Okay, so let's just say between 160 and 180, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, if it's linear, it should be 180 minimum. But at least that's what you're
thinking. I always under budget income and over budget expense.
that's the way to do it.
So what we need to do then is we look through, like you say, John, we're definitely short. So we need to look through these expenses and see, okay, where are some things we could change?
Are there things some things too, like we were talking about, like eliminating too, you know, yes. Like, I don't know why there's money in for public notices. I don't know what that means.
We don't do that anymore. They don't require that. So that we can get rid of that.
So like, there's $500.
I think for overall for administrative, Josh is right. We're 63% of the whole budget spent at three quarters of the year. So we're trending overall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably, if when we don't spend the stuff that is not going to be spent and spend more on salaries, overall administrative is probably going to come off very close.
I think that's what Jess and I figured, wasn't it, Jess, mm-hmm. by the time we did the number?
Mm-hmm. And I will say there are things, you know, like right now it says admin software and information. We're pretty under budget right now, but I want to leave that open for the website.
Yeah.
But like I said, just come up with some new numbers mm-hmm. and then we'll take a look at them, whatever those are.
Do you expect any administrative capital outlay? That's the biggest unexpended.
What did you just... Sorry.
Administrative capital outlay. There's 6,000 there.
Administrative? I don't know.
It'd be like buying software or something.
Probably. Yeah. Unless you anticipate something that you see as money that we'll be using to cover some salaries. I don't expect to spend that.
That's interesting. That was put in there when they put in the crosswalks. So if you see up on the screen, I just brought up like, so 2 years ago, there's the 28,000, why that's there. And it's for putting in, that's for Jones and Emil and then for the crosswalk signs and stuff.
And that's a capital expenditure type deal. That's what that stands for. So if you think that's why that money was put in there, in case you wanted to spend that much toward like that particular project. And on those side, was that the school sidewalks you were talking about? I haven't got my glasses on that you had up there.
It is, which is interesting because I just bought those again and I put them in out of road money because I figured that's where that came out of.
Yeah, and we had to pay that money up front and didn't get it till later. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that might be why they built that in there.
Yeah, so I mean that is a nice waited a while for that money to come in. $6,000 that could.
But it seems like that shouldn't be in the administrative budget. I mean, that seems like an odd high-level category for capital expenditures.
Let's just kind of go through the administrative line. So we know salaries we're probably tending over.
Mm-hmm.
Employment taxes we're tending over.
Mm-hmm.
Subscriptions and memberships slightly over, but that's not a big item. Public notices you say you're not going to spend, so you can. That 500 is available for something else within administrative.
Oh, before you move on to, I want to make sure. So the subscriptions, and I think that's a more accurate. So the 700. So as we've paid, that's like, I'll bring these up for you guys to kind of see here, but that is our ULCT annual. And then you'll see like the Clerks Association and else, what's the other one? Oh, the taxpayers. So there's a couple in here. So I think this is actually true.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the other years it wasn't, even though we had those, they weren't in that category. But I think that that will be more true is that it is higher than 550.
Okay. And then we get to administrative travel, unless we, I know Aaron's going to the Lance conference, but other than that, I don't think we expect any real big travel, do we?
Well, the $500 is like one person going somewhere out of town.
I mean, yeah.
You get very far with reimbursement.
And we do have it a little bit separate too, because we have that for everyone. Yeah. So we have that in the planning commission and we have it for the town council. Okay. Well, so.
I'm just, like I said, I think totally. In the aggregate, administrative is close, but we need to make sure some of these aren't going to get spent.
Yeah.
So administrative equipment and maintenance, there's $3,678 remaining budget there. Do you expect to have use $3,700 for equipment for the rest of the year?
No.
Okay, so
reallocate that.
And then administrative fuel is tidy, but the administrative buildings and grounds has about $4,039.62. to, and spring is coming, so there's might be some grounds for real. You expect to spend, need to spend that.
I don't know. That's like more of a Corey question. I don't know what he ends up. I mean,
and administrative utilities has also got $5,400 unspent.
But we still have 4 more months.
Yeah, but we're out of the heating season.
Yeah, and we won't quite hit the cooling. Yeah, I mean, I don't see why necessarily.
Well, it's weird because years past it was 8,000-9,000.
I think it's because they were showing, they were putting everything in there.
The fire hall is probably in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So great. This was me breaking it down further. So,
yeah, and even the year before that, there were things put in the wrong category that we had to deal with.
And I will say, you know, Corey and I talk about it a lot. During COVID, no one touched the building at all. And there is a lot happening in the building. So, I mean, there are things like people actually use the building, so our utilities go up. Actually, but they're less than everything. I don't know what
that is. And that's going to
change. Just because they put it all in one.
The lights, we've got to have the lights redone and put in timers on the building. Yeah. Those kind of things. And we've got a lot of maintenance out front with painting and some other stuff that's got to be happening to the building.
And I think the next line item is going to be the same. So the telephone and internet, a lot of the times it was just bunched in there, and I broke it down because, like, we pay for the library. And so I broke that down separate so that the library actually has, like, we know what we're paying for that.
But I guess within those three items, we've got over $10,000. And the question is, are we going to spend that $10,000 in the next 3 months?
Yeah.
If not, you can reallocate it to salaries.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because it's, well, the only thing is that I want to make sure that we have it for where I put it. So just because I created the line item and have been showing the expenditures doesn't mean that there was actually money budgeted for it. Because I've been doing it within this year, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm just...
So I don't know how far... So yes, I'm like, I see your point. Let's make sure as we get down, I'm not positive.
Yeah, the legal fees, we said we probably need more money. We'll overexpend it and we need more money there. Mm-hmm. Do we have some big bills coming in from the auditors?
Mm-mm.
So you don't expect to need that $1,400 for auditor? Administrative software tech, $3,500. I know we have website work. Is that expected to happen in this year?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Okay, so that will be my want to spend.
Let me ask Jess before we get away from the auditing. Did we have to pay for the insurance auditing, or did we have to pay for that, or
that I just did that. I mean, yeah, you paid me to do it. I do. It's a self-eval. We don't use the auditors for it. It is an audit, but I'm the one who does it. The only audit that we pay.
But they don't charge us to do anything with it.
No, the only one that we pay an audit for is like the.
Yeah, Roberts and Kimball and Roberts. Okay.
Okay, so the next big one is the $9,000 unexpended on administrative insurance. Do we have a big insurance bill that we have expected to come in? Insurance premium that falls in the last
part. Yeah, I had a question. I mean, it was $23,000 in 2021.
That's because we have a new insurance company.
Yeah, $2,800 in 2022, but then $16,000 in 2023.
That was the, I don't know what that 2022 actual was. I think that was wrong. Because I guarantee you that $16,000 is more, that's closer to what we were paying those first 2 years. But we're with the Utah Trust now, and they've done us a good, offered us more on.
Do we pay annually?
Uh-huh.
Have we paid that yet or not?
It gets paid end of the June. Very end of June.
For the insurance.
So can't touch that one.
So no, so that one is real. Because how much, you wrote it down. How much is it? It's right under eight.
$7,546.48.
So there is a little bit of wiggle room in there, you know, so we allocated 10, it'll be right at eight. I mean, I don't know how much it'll change, but let's say it's eight. So there is, you know.
You're going to use most of that 9,000.
Yeah.
So get used.
Yeah.
And then we've got ARPA expenses, 7,300. We expect to spend something on that.
ARPA?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually we are, because we just gave the fire department $3,000.
Okay, so that one is going to get, that one is going to get expended.
And that, I mean, it's only three. We did allocate 77. So if there's other things that you want to spend ARPA on, then no. That's the only money we've allocated right now for ARPA is the $3,000.
Well, just what I'm trying to do, Jessica, is figure out, okay, once we figure out how much we can reallocate,
Yeah.
We need to see if that can meet the legal and salary structure.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why I'm saying. So right now, $3,000.
I mean, it'd be nice to not spend the ARPA money on admin salaries.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah.
We want to try to hold that as best as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, but then we talk about using that for EMT.
So then that leaves the administrative capital outlay as the only other big item.
I really don't know.
Well, then let's assume we can reallocate 6,000 of capital outlay. Something on the order of 10,000 in the supplies, the buildings and grounds, utilities. That so it looks like we've got about 60,000 in line items budgeted that we don't expect to spend.
Mm-hmm.
That which probably would hit your shortfall of salaries and taxes and legal.
Okay,
that sort of that high level view look about okay.
There's 1500 for elections, too, right? That we don't have a budget
that won't come this year, no,
yeah. So that
in the administrative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Admin elections. Yeah. Every year we budget 1500. Yeah. I guess we did in 2022 spend it.
Where? On what?
Well, that's when we had it in town.
We haven't had it in town for so long.
No, that's true, but that's what it was for. Because the county charged us.
Okay.
It does say Garfield County election expense. That's so funny because we just went through an election and we haven't gotten anything, so I guess when they choose to, we'll maybe that's why that's in there. I mean, we did just go through an election that would be technically in this budget.
Josh, checking my numbers, it looks like overall, though, for the administrative total, we don't need to make an adjustment in April because the overages and the underages are going to sort of balance out.
Mm-hmm. Within the administrative,
within themselves. So then I just tell you what I do or what the plan is before I do it.
Yeah. So in April, mm-hmm. just present that section and we'll approve whatever the changes are without having to actually amend the budget. Okay. Sweet. Nice work.
Okay. The Planning Commission.
Is actually one of those that'll be interesting because when we hired Lacey, that money was in, it was separate because Peg was just Planning Commission, so that's where her salary came out of, so that's where the 32, but as a deputy clerk it does not go under Planning Commission and neither does my wage, so we don't really split out the Planning Commission salary anymore because it's tied into other jobs. So that one does say that there's that salary will not be going up.
So it could go basically up to.
Yeah, that's actually probably what should is that it needs to move into administrative.
Yeah.
Especially because actually, so before we do that, I will say, so like the expenditures, there are things in the expenditures, like this is where Lee gets paid in the expenditures. We won't be paying Caden anything for the work that we've asked him to do. He has been so kind. Aaron and I call him all the time, and he has never charged us for that. If he chooses to one time, that's where that money would come from.
Yeah, like maybe that $2,000 difference.
Yeah, should actually should stay in that.
Stay in here.
Yeah.
Because I we're going to go over on, well, I guess the taxes we're not going to go over on that. At this rate, we will go over on the expenditures. So
yeah, as I process that all the way through, that's so what those
that
expenditures
would be another
are.
Line item to adjust in April.
Yeah, especially as we, I can't think of anyone else. It would just be Lee and Caden. But as we go through SB1, you know, all of that, that's kind of where that.
And I would like to in April, I would like to revisit that decision, the previous vote on Lee, because we don't even have, even though we cut his hours, we don't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would like to revisit Gladys's motion.
Mm, okay. Yeah, if not continuing with Lee, we don't even have the money.
Now, okay. One thing that is important in terms of this, with this 14,000 that we're receiving from the through Division of Workforce Services
mm-hmm.
as grant money,
mm-hmm.
do we show that as grant revenue in our budget and show it as an expenditure, or
they do it. The contract is with us. Like, we sign the contract saying that we will have them do it.
Okay.
Caden said, I actually think that will be coming this week, just so that everyone kind of knows that. But the state pays them, and it'll never come into our hands at all.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't go through our check.
No, okay. Not at all. Okay. Yeah. So we won't get the money and we don't pay it out.
Right. Well, in April, we can revisit that decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we really only got $1,300 roughly of the planning commission expenditures left before July, because we're already 700 over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe that's something to look at too, of what does the planning commission have going forward, and if we need to allocate more money for the next budget, because they seem to have a lot going on. Also, so though,
we'll work on that.
I think that's the conversation too, of using more things like five counties.
And
is
and,
where we need to.
And some training money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same thing on roads. I mean, I'm starting to put together what my budget is so I can give it to you when you ask for department budgets, but I'm not there yet. Okay. So planning commission, we will revisit, but we definitely need to cut our expenditures there because we're trending over. Mm-hmm. Okay. Blair.
Looks like, so there's Jessica created new categories in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely why the numbers don't match, is because I created new ones.
So, yeah. And so overall, it's like $1,300 over, $1,400 over right now.
And I will say this year too, the big expense of why they're over is the fire truck being down, getting it fixed. That was a nice hefty, because it's like you can't haul the fire truck over there. So we also had to pay for the mechanic to drive over here. So it was a good expense that, like, we don't normally have that. I can't think of, maybe it's this.
Not normal.
Yeah, and it's definitely. Blew out
the other fire truck too.
You what?
The heater core blew out in the other fire truck
too. Nice.
Yeah, we had a lot of mechanical problems here. So
do we get AAA so we can have free towing?
who hauls a fire truck? No, I like who around? Don't you have to haul that with a
probably a truck?
A bigger, not a...
Yeah, like they used to recover.
I know, I'm like trying to remember what it is, but yeah.
So, I mean, this item we're out of compliance on right now this year then, like this... We can't move money around to solve this problem within the budget. So this.
Well, you maybe can within the whole budget. So as long as your budget amount stays the same.
Oh, okay.
Then you don't have to quote unquote open the budget.
Yeah.
It's once you go over the total budget amount, then you need to like hold a public hearing, open it up and move it. So if you can still move money within the entire budget, you still have the ability to. It just has to be a council decision.
Yeah, it's just, we got to bring it up to the council.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it exists somewhere else in the budget, then we have the ability to.
Okay. So I guess that's where it would be nice to sharpen the pencil and maybe the admin stuff.
And maybe this is something too of maybe you just throw some ARPA money at the fire.
Well, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Like if it's there, I mean, it's things that like, we have the ARPA money. Yes, we need to save it for EMTs. What if we don't get any EMTs for the next 5 years? I mean, that's a good thought.
Yeah. Well, the fire department also hasn't spent the $3,000, right? So.
Yes. Yeah. But I meant the additional. So if you want to cover that, you know, there was six or there's 77, whatever. So maybe you can just say, hey, it's okay. And we're going to kick the fire department some extra money this year. And it was to cover things like fixing the fire truck, things that came up. Because keeping the fire department functioning is a pretty high priority.
I came up with short $2,100 on the fire expenditure. On that other, on this new one, was it different? That's what I came up with.
I'm using the paper one. Sorry.
Sanitation, this next one.
Yeah, I think
it. Yeah, the plus $1,798 on that one. These fees down here, they're for sure, because that's from the state. The contract labor, that's from Sam digging the pits, and as shallow as it is, it could be even more this year, so we might want to leave that for sure. Is there a way to determine how shallow things are out there and how they can dig, Josh? Do you know?
Not until you start digging.
Yeah, I think just dig test pits. They can do a separate. That's on my list to talk to Sam about.
Okay.
Go out there and start poking around.
Equipment and supplies. Nothing happened there. What would equipment and supplies have to do with the landfill?
I'm looking at it right now. I mean, I guess if... No, I don't
have it. I think we should leave that though, because we want to get signs.
It's a good... Yeah, we do.
So that would be a good use for it.
Okay.
One time. I don't know, ongoing. I don't know historically what that's been, but...
Repair the gate. Repair the fence.
Yeah, right. That's true. Like that. Yeah.
I don't know, it's not going to... Oh, here we go. I don't know, it just says landfill work from previous years.
That's Sam.
Yeah, it seems like the only expenditure out there would be pay for the landfill attendant and Sam to...
Which is, because that's right, so sanitation salaries, that's Cindy, and then Sam is the contract labor.
So we probably want to leave that as is, depending on if he has to dig, you know, how many times he's got to dig.
And when the county comes and gets material, they don't charge for that.
That's why when it's just totally on their timeline, we remind them every once in a while, but not bug them.
Sure. Yeah. Because
it's nice.
See down there where it says the next line, total highways and public improvement. I don't know why we even have highways in there. I think
it's probably just the way that Polaris was programmed, that most people have sanitation and roads, and I mean, you could probably change that.
Okay.
And in the future, we may be doing road money out of general operating funds as well as road fund. But for now, yes, not needed.
There. Yeah.
Okay. Parks.
So Jess, back on sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody goes off hours, where does that income go into revenue?
It's, I remember seeing it up there.
I know, I'm
landfill fees, charges for services.
Sorry, I missed that.
Is it in there? Is there any in there?
3440 charges for services is the first line item.
Sorry,
under revenue.
Oh, okay, sorry, missed that. That's because I just saw those sales of cemetery.
Oh, good. When you say that, I get nervous. If I'm like, did I not put those in there? No, they're in there. That's why there's 275 actual.
Okay. Josh has got quick eyes. Okay. So anything else about sanitation?
Looks like you're pretty much trending to be right on budget.
All right. Park, recreation, and public property. Park libraries. What is that?
I don't know, because I think there's a different thing for actual libraries, wasn't there?
Yeah, wasn't that under, it was there.
I don't know what that would be for, because the only thing that we do for the library is we literally just pay the phone and internet, which is under admin.
That's what
there is. I don't know what a park library.
Yeah, I think we may have just a misallocation of money there, because we've got 1,045.24 that wasn't spent, and then up in 4,400 library phone and internet. We've got 1,700 of actual and no budget. So I think that was just money. The budget was put in a different place.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know why it'd be under parks, though.
Yeah, so we'll take that out.
Parks, recreation, and public property. I mean, I know.
Go to cancel.
So, Mike, you know, one of the things that I thought about, because we've got that fuel, we've got the parks fuel, and then what was the other fuel we had? I should have marked
this that earlier. Administrative fuel. Not
administrative fuel?
Yeah, 4126.
Yeah, so I got a question mark by that. So we've got it fuel in two places, and when he goes and gets fuel, I mean, he's just getting it for the little buggy.
And you know what?
No, sometimes he gets it for the fire.
So, and I will tell you, I
wouldn't
I
that
don't,
be in the fire thing?
I'm gonna. Okay. I don't break them down. I have not broken them down. So when Gladys gives it, there's some fuel, there's some oil, there's some. So I actually just put it under fire expenditures because there's not a fire fuel because she does. Gladys breaks it down because that's the only place he gets gas is Falls. And so Gladys breaks it down between fire and maintenance. I don't know what else. It's on the grounds.
Yeah, usually Corey, when he comes in, he'll tell him
uh-huh.
the charge, this is for the fire, and the other we just assume is.
Yeah, but I've actually never broken the fuel down out of those. So if you want me to, I can. I just haven't. So I just say, because it'll be, I mean, when Gladys gives, there are receipts. I can go through it. But I just pay Halls, and then I just, it's like the fire expenditure, and then it's a park expenditure. I don't ever break it down into fuel. So I can, but I haven't.
I don't see what we gain by having you do that extra work. I think just lump all the fuel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that
fire
much.
And everything else.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and so he's definitely getting gas, but it's not.
He's billing about every 6 months because it's not that much.
Stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's really not. He doesn't,
so
I mean.
It's not worth the book for me to do it monthly.
Yeah, no. No.
So then what do we, should we take out the park fuel?
Yeah. Unless you want me to.
That'll be another, that's 500 on top of the, that one. That's
yeah, add that to the administrative fuel.
Okay, so just the park maintenance, 4525
mm-hmm.
in the 23 budget, that 28,722. Is that just something we put in because we were thinking about doing something?
Let's see.
That was, I'm going to say, we talked.
No, that would be in the 2024 budget. Like, so I wasn't a part of this 2023 budget because it was created in 2022.
Well, and we might have even put it in then just in case we decided
maybe so.
To do it. Okay.
Yeah, I can't see.
Yeah, I think the big one that
I can only tell if it's actual, but when it's a guess, I'm not sure why they would. It might have been for that. Maybe someone had a plan and then it just didn't go through.
Yeah.
Looking forward, I'm glad we have the public restrooms. They make the town much friendlier. Corey points out we're going through a lot more supplies mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. cleaning in the restrooms now.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So that looking forward, we probably need to increase the park supplies and.
That's interesting too, because I don't think that we necessarily break them down that far either, to be honest. Good. Like, so if we buy a box of toilet paper, it's between here and the park.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that, like, so when we buy it, we don't like buy a box for the building and then we buy a box for there. So just so that everyone kind of knows the realistics of
same
that.
Same thing with his cleaning time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's the towns.
It's thinking of the total workload and the total supplies.
Yeah. I think supplies ends up being more like when he gets like sprinkler parts or he needs a shovel. That's usually what goes into the equipment and supplies is more like little things like that.
Yep. And I guess Arts Council is covering everything with moving the rocket ray.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding of this.
Yeah. And
where is it going to the park?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like down where the Elcor. Not right there, but
a little closer to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still basically, well, yeah, so we have, I guess it's $1,500 enough to get us to July in this category.
Yeah, 76.
Like you're talking about on the parks?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1560, that's what I come up with.
Yeah, we're trending on budget there.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet. Except our utilities are over, so that needs adjusted. And contract labor is over, so that needs adjusted.
Contract labor.
Yeah, bulk contract labor.
Yeah, what is that?
Well,
It was for the porta potties for the solar eclipse.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Wow, you like really can't read that up there, but that's what that says.
Yeah.
It was $1,200.
And budgeted AC.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And then I will, what was the other one you just said too?
Utilities.
Oh yeah, I think it's the water. So I actually have like broken down the water into this, and it's we spend a lot of money in water over there.
And the power box over there is
It's between, but I mean the big expense is water.
The
water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially because it's realistic. And you know, like the water, it went up in price too. Mm-hmm. So even if we were using the same, it would still go up from previous years because it did go up.
So those both need, so basically we need to take money out of the library and I guess fuel, and then that kind of covers utilities, but it won't. And then I guess the recreation and culture, so that all needs revised, I guess. Just take those money, the money out of those other categories that isn't going to be spent, throw them in where they will. Okay.
This next one's you, Gladys.
Cemetery. Basically, years and years and years ago, there used to be a separate account, and somehow we had $1,000 in there, and then we just do, like I say, the opening and closing of the graves.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about charging for plots, but at this point, no. We talked about, you know, doing upgrades and that, but so far we just, we've talked about a new fence, but it's just really quite expensive, but we're also looking at donations types of things, so
yeah.
So just leave it the way it is.
Okay.
And then let's see, the transfer to the local building authority, that's a bookkeeping transaction. It just has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's restricted.
So that will happen.
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
Our payment on the building. Yeah, on the loan. So for the first, I have to remember what it is. Like, so for the
Gotcha. Okay.
So for the first few years, our payment is $8,000. It's actually something, when I found the information, I'll have to show everyone, because it's $8,000 for a while, and then all of a sudden it jumps up to like $40,000. Like all of a sudden we have to start making substantial payments. Yes.
They lump the years.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking after, at?
So 28 to 30.
Oh, good. Okay.
2028 to 2032.
Oh, good job.
Is $40,000.
There we go. Because they just that's why I shouldn't just speak on what I.
5 years.
Great. So it is still eight.
Oh. So
it's not a $40,000. Great. That's great. Because if I look at it, I was like,
that's what I was like. Oh. Yeah. So, but 8,000 a year until 2041.
Right. By the time you need a new building again.
Just say that. 2041.
No, that's so far away.
I mean, that just sounds.
Well, it's like that. You have your mortgage on your house, you know.
When I was young, I didn't think I'd live past the year 2000. You know, as you're a kid, you hear all these. Y2K. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had a problem. Everybody was sitting on pins, you know, and nothing happened.
Yeah. Don Austin had the fireworks up there on the on the schoolhouse ledge. And we spent the night. Okay. Now we got roads.
Well, let's just, can we just, how did we, I mean, we needed to cut like 30 grand and I don't think we cut any, right?
But it didn't seem like we cut any because we just were reallocating it into different.
So, I mean, it would appear.
We either cut it or we plan on the capital money.
Yeah, we use that capital.
Which
in the short run, we have to do wrong to look through those, say, hey, is there places we could cut?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. We're projecting a shortfall on revenue, and we really either are trending high or on budget on every line item.
The simple things like a sprinkler system along the park. Yeah, first year it'll be an expense, but we're hoping that then it's going to save.
It'll save money in labor and on the water bill. Because right now it seems like, I mean, if all you do is, you know, you put the water on the field, you walk away, someone talks to you for an hour longer than you thought, and then you come back. I mean, that's a lot of water. It adds up fast. So yeah, so if that looks like a project, then.
Yeah, but that's a pretty small line item overall.
But if you find little things like that,
and those are the things we got to decide. Yeah.
I mean, basically, we're probably 20K over on expenditures budgeted. That put us at 180.
It looks to me like there's about 20,000 in admin that we're not going to spend. Part of which has to go to the overages and salaries, but that's the one place where we can actually cut some money is not to spend on those administrative things that like.
Just to make sure I'm understanding this correctly, we don't actually have to cut the money if we think we're going to be on target overall, or how does that? Like, if you don't actually use that money in admin at the end of the year. Like, how does this
or if we need to use it in another category during the year, then we as a council can move it from one place in the budget as long as it doesn't affect the
So at a certain point it's a philosophical conversation. Like, we've already put 50 grand in to cover a shortfall. And it's looking like there might not actually be a shortfall if administrative ends up as low as it might. So right. In that case, are we content to just wait this out and see and use it as a learning lesson for next year's budget instead of like trying to spend a bunch of time moving these numbers around, whereas we could just
you're on the right track, Jeff, because in the overall for the budget, as it was originally budgeted, show 50,000 surplus. So, and we're saying we're not going to have a 50,000 surplus. We might be very close to a balanced budget by the end.
Yeah. So, as long as it's, I mean, I guess as long as it's legal to do that, which since we budgeted the 50 grand in, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Like we've already, it's already there, it's already planned for. So, now we just kind of see how the income actually turns out and compare notes as we move into next year's budget and say, okay, that trajectory on our income was actually really low or really high or whatever. And, you know, I guess by the time we get into May and June, we'll have a clearer idea of what that income is actually looking like and what kind of cuts might be necessary for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound reasonable to everybody?
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
Okay, good. Cause that saves us a lot of work.
Yeah, it does. And through in the past budgets, I don't recall them doing a whole lot because for the most part, we pretty well stayed in the total amount for the budget. And even on the town council, I don't recall moving a lot around. Do you, Gladys?
No, sometimes we had to, but it was like, say, within.
Yeah.
Well, before we make that final, do people need a break? And then because if we need, I've got quite a bit to say on roads and a little bit to say on capital fund. We need a break before we can do it.
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay, roads.
Go ahead.
So we get about 33,000 a year, it seems that range. Well, from new cap road C money. So far this year, we've spent 42,000 and offline, I'd like to get with you and look at the detailed breakdown just to understand what things have been done and what they cost to sharpen my estimating pencil. Sam Stone and I went around town and made a list of maintenance that's sort of current. Bird Trail Corridor, I think we fixed for a very inexpensive. I was out there with Corey and Pete Benson, and I think we've got a fix for the for that flooding of the parking lot. Not, it's not solving everything, but at least the immediate current year thing. 100 North, we need to finish the road base, gravel, and turnaround. And even with Andy's in-kind labor, Sam and I came up with about $8,000 to finish that. There's the culvert at the cemetery, and I'm guessing $2,000. Although when I talked to Tracy about seasons, if you're talking the one that goes parallel to the highway, Gladys, yeah, Tracy was saying, well, maybe we could pick that up as UDOT maintenance. So I'm not sure that I put in some money for that.
It's the one above.
Oh, the one above.
It's,
okay,
it's the ones above. Okay. The cemetery.
Then I've got to get with Mark Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
To help with that.
Mark Austin, yeah. And the water company.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of all share on that.
So, okay. So,
yeah, I think that they just wanted the town to buy the culverts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I think that was even something, cause a big part of the problem is that the water comes off the water tanks.
Yeah.
And it creates, so everyone knew they needed to help.
I'll leave the 2000 there, but it's a different, just up further up the road. Upper Jepson Road, there were the washout after the fire. There's that low spot that doesn't drain. Water company says that there's not enough cover over the water line. Sam and I came up with about $4,000 for that.
And that's on the road that the town
owns. Yeah, east to west.
Up road. Hydrant work, okay, becomes private. Yeah. So that would give us about $15,000 more that needs to be taken out of the roads budget, roads fund,
okay,
for work if we do all that in the current year.
Okay.
And the pothole at Gladys's at a corner drives me nuts. That pothole by the stop sign.
Oh, right here. I thought you meant at our house.
No,
you mean right here.
Right at the stop sign by your store.
Okay, I did put that on.
Okay, what's causing the pothole? Is it the water running off? Or
I honestly don't know.
I'll go take a look. I'll
buy your store. I haven't even noticed.
There's a few potholes up in the subdivision.
That I just fixed.
Okay.
There's at least like three that are
really bad.
Really bad.
Uh-huh. Okay, longer term. And okay, so right now we have. Let's see, since you just gave me a new roads number, let me look at that. How much do we have in the roads fund? 216.
I think that.
Some quick question. When the county helped repave out here last year, did they just do that for free?
No, we paid for it. It's in there. It's like 30,000.
Okay. There was a line item something.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, looking forward beyond this, there's a lot of potholes and chip seal work that could be done up in the subdivision. There's quite a bit of the same down in Lower Boulder. I'm not thinking of doing any of that this year, but I do need to come up with some numbers of that for the 24-25 budget. But then Sam and I went and looked at the parking lot for the town park. And we kind of, not everything that we might ultimately want to do, but property line survey, fencing, culvert material, road base, some paid labor, some donated labor. We came up with $21,000 to $25,000, which is about a third of our capital project fund.
Mm-hmm. And we're that's thinking, the new parking, that's for the new parking lot.
Yeah. What I'm thinking here is my whole point of this discussion is we have a lot of money in the roads fund, but only what's our current for the capital fund? This
number, it's like the next page.
$74,000.
No. Halfway. No. It's like $174,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's $174,000.
But okay, of that $174,000, we're taking out $50,000 for the budget shortfall. $20,000, let's say, for the parking lot. Assuming we do the UDOT grant, which has matching, that's 40,000.
What UDOT grant that has matching?
The pedestrian path.
Yeah. Oh, but that's out of road money, capital project.
Do we take it out? We either take it out of road money, which I don't think we should, or out of capital projects. That 40,000 has to come from somewhere.
I mean, totally. Yes. Yes.
So I was assuming it as a capital project. So that's like 110,000 of 174 we've already spent, or not spent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that, that decision to take 50,000 out of capital fund to cover our budget shortfall this year might affect our ability to do the matching on the pedestrian path and the parking lot expansion. So we have to kind of.
Where does the, they're just money sitting in the bank in the checking account.
Yeah.
There's more money just sitting in the checking account that isn't capital funds or it's not in these. So then how do you spend that money?
We
can roll it into capital funds.
Yeah.
Excess, we can roll so much money into capital funds.
Because there's a lot of money in the bank account that isn't the budget. Anymore.
Yeah,
it's not, it's just, I don't know how you, it's just.
Well, money. We got to consider our rainy day fund. We've got some in savings.
We do have.
That's what Jessica and I were breaking down, how we wanted to do the road funds. Once she gets it all listed in for us as far as what account it's in, okay? Mm-hmm. So say the 100,000 that's in the PTIF account, do we want to add to that and leave the PTIF account as capital projects fund? That would put it all in the same account if we want to go that. We can take it out anytime.
Sure.
Okay. But we do have to have a rainy day fund. We've had the money in there. We haven't talked about it because we've had the money in there. So that's another thing we want to maybe decide. What do we want to keep in the rainy day fund? And
what do we
have in?
You know what's interesting? So maybe, so on the capital projects, it actually says that there's 165,000 in the checking account. So maybe that's the extra money that's just sitting in the checking account. But then what's in the PTIF account? I thought that was capital projects. So 100,000.
That is.
This is my initial question about the accountants doing a high level audit. Like there shouldn't be $40,000 kicking around that's unaccounted for. It's good that we're positive, but.
It's not that it's like kicking around. It's just that it's not in an actual. It hasn't been moved to a fund. Right.
Yeah. Like it's not in, but that's what I mean. Like the budget should reflect your cash position. And if it doesn't, you need to figure out, we need to do a one-time.
Your budget doesn't.
Well, yeah.
Cause your budget is just based off of your revenue of that year, but it doesn't account for any of
your actuals. I mean, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
It should all add up. You shouldn't have 40 grand left over in an account that's, you don't know where it came from,
Well, the way Steve Cox explained to me, there's some limits on how much we can have in our operating budget. It's a surplus. So, but right. One thing we can do to it is put it in the capital fund, but it can't be used as a savings account. We have to have some identified projects that we say we're going to use that capital for. Now we could cancel those projects and pull it back out. Mm-hmm. But if we put it in the capital fund as a place to park it, we should have some projects on the 3-year plan.
Yeah, on a 3-year plan.
8,000
in the capital fund.
We had over on the
and that was something Steve wanted to get done that we never did. We talked about it, We were talking about the parking lot and stuff.
So I think overall this year, we're going to have probably a cash deficit if we do all this stuff, which we can't do indefinitely, but we do have the luxury of being able to do some of this, but we will have to start prioritizing. Because we can't do the parking lot here and the parking lot at the town park and the marching funds for the pet path and maybe a couple other wish list things all at once.
Correct. But that this prioritize. But the only this isn't actually this is a thought.
This isn't
that hasn't even been was forever ago. Someone was like, we should do something with it. And they've been like, yeah.
And it's
the other two have plans.
Yes, yeah, this is maybe is a good thing to just use as a placeholder for. Surplus money in the capital.
Yeah.
Fund,
Corey had a great where he was like, how about, just one day Garcane or South Central was like, hey, can we park some stuff there? And we were like, sure. And now look what it is. it's a whole yard. And he was like, huh, maybe we should just ask them to like level it out. Yeah. That's your payment for being able to park. You know, like he was like, just call and be like, hey, you've been using this, you know, all year. Could you just let, we didn't ask you for anything and it's made it really convenient. Could you just level it out with all that equipment you already have sitting there?
Yeah.
They might do it.
I mean, who knows? I mean, it's not like we're asking for anything, but he, like maybe like a load of dirt and just level it.
I'll ask Tony Dingy. He's on the county.
Yeah. It was a great, when Corey said that, I was like, that's a great idea.
They graciously marked my phone line that goes underneath my garden for me.
Nice. So I guess going back to the roads, you know, like I feel like not a big chunk of our overall mileage road got repaved last year for 35 grand, and that's like our entire wad of money that we get per year.
Yeah.
So that puts, you know, what's the overall replacement cycle look like in our community? You know, like just the subdivision alone is, I think last year someone said it was like 200 grand to do that. I don't know if that was involving the county or not, but you know, at a certain level, like we should have a long-term plan to replace every road surface in town and budget for that.
Roads is a huge thing.
It's a huge thing. And then see where we lie. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be even off the cuff. Some off-the-cuff numbers would probably be real helpful there.
Yeah, I mean, between what I'm asking for the identified projects, plus what's already been spent this year, is about twice our allocation this year.
Yeah.
Which isn't sustainable.
Yeah.
We either have to make money out of sales tax and resort tax or slow down the spending.
Well, we can look for some grants, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, grants could help them.
We know I like grants way more than Tory just passed. They just raised sales tax. No, food and beverage tax by a lot because they have projects in mind.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, well, I meant that's state, and then Tory just added on more. Like they just barely passed it, or they're thinking about it. I can't remember if they passed it or if they're thinking about it. Because that is, if you don't have money, that's how you get more money, and that's not fun.
Sure.
No, the county just raised their sales.
Uh huh.
Customers like, what?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I guess the question for me right now is, you know, my ask is for the 42,000 that's already been spent, plus another 15,000 or so. I probably should round that up.
What, 20,000?
That would allow for some emergencies, and I could try to keep under it. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm asking: is how much do we want to take out of the road fund for work this year, and when do I have to say to people, well, nice that we can't do it till fall.
And now we do have to open the budget for, right? Because it's not, it's a whole separate thing. Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Which
is
fine. I just want to try and wrap my head around.
Yeah, road seat, yes, because there was nothing budgeted for it, so we do have to open it. Yep.
So
yep,
we do need to open the budget in April, period, just to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And
are these projects all going to be done before the end of our fiscal year?
Well, the 100 North is active. The Upper Jepson Road definitely needs to be, now that it's dried out, we probably need to do that. We could put it off, but
the parking lot, was the parking lot included in that? No. Okay, perfect. Yeah, but you're just asking about literally road maintenance.
It 8,000 to finish the 100 North, 4,000 for
so that's 14, yeah.
Upper Jepson, and then whatever. Now that I have a better understanding on the cemetery, plus we'll need a little money on the Birch Trail corner, but not a lot, probably. That's going to be in the hundreds, not the thousands.
Okay. And then the potholes in the cemetery.
That's going to have
to I have talked to Dodds. I said, as soon as you have any asphalt or chip seal equipment over here, let me know, and we'll talk.
There's some... I don't know what it is, but someone was talking to me about this cold pack stuff.
They use it.
Jimmy went through and did a few of those in the subdivision this last year.
So you don't have to, I guess what I'm saying is you can like temporarily patch them without having all the equipment.
Yeah, I've used that stuff myself, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly, you know, what we want to do is be prepared that if the county does have an asphalt plant, or bring hot mix over here, we want to be ready to say, yeah, let's get that work done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it I mean, the potholes are definitely bad now, but there's definitely a lot of sections of that road that are falling apart well into the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And you could patch it, certain sections of it, if they have the equipment here and get by that way. But I still even think that would be, I mean, that'd be worth asking God's about and see
what
it would take to just patch up those really bad sections.
So probably on the order of, you know, 42,000 already plus 15,000. And I don't, where did the speed bumps go? Is that come out of the road budget or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whatever the road, so in addition to before I do add in the speed bumps, yeah, I need like 16,000.
No, I already paid for the speed bumps.
Is it in the 42,000?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, but they did get stolen. Did everyone realize that?
Yes.
Wait, I was.
Not all of them, though.
Nope, but this was nice. Someone just helped themselves
and,
to it.
And I know you bought the pay for the crosswalk, and mm-hmm. so just Corey's labor for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're still talking probably 42, 50.
I have no idea. And stakes. But, they stole speed bumps and stakes.
It's an irritating movement.
They're it was sitting up against the firehouse. They did steal those ones, but then I bought replacement ones. Corey had them like tucked up against the firehouse, and someone stole the brand new ones that he was waiting for the snow to go away to put in. So they stole the brand new ones from the firehouse. Mm-hmm. And the stakes to go with them, like the whole roll of stakes. So if you see anyone with some speed bumps.
Yeah.
Or some kids got them for their
motorcycle. Seems fun. I mean, they're in great condition. They reflect. They're really bright at night. It's fun.
So I guess in April, we need to open the budget to move around 58,000 from roads fund so that we have budget to cover the 42 we've spent plus the 16 that we have pending.
Okay.
And then we'll have to talk to then I'll sharpen my pencil for the next fiscal year.
Yeah, okay.
And that means we put off Sam Stout on doing the culverts at the parking lot, which I told him I'll try to work that a little. I got to work with you on that, right?
As I think we already decided, right? That's not a fall. Like, we can't even talk about that till fall. So that would be next year's budget.
Yeah, it needs a lot more thought, but I just can't try to get even a rough number. We'll talk about that and maybe do a rock down. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your work on that, Kevin. It's a lot of work to figure all that out.
Okay.
The only other thing is if you do have anything else coming out of the capital projects for this budget, because we have the 50,000, but that's it.
Well, we need a three-year capital plan, so we should do start thinking now what we want to put on the plan.
No, I mean just for this budget right now, so for the one that we're in right now. So if there was any projects that we had that like we didn't realize we needed to allocate that money for, if not, we're good. I'm just saying that's our next, but I'm just going through the budgets. Yeah. That's all. So if it's great, then great. We don't have to touch it. So it just seems like we need to touch the road C one. Is an actual like opening it up and putting money in. Okay.
So anything else? Did you have something else you want to talk about?
No, we covered a lot of ground, didn't we?
I love budgeting. No.
I think the big one is going to be now to start get the big homework is for all the departments to give you the input that you know, so that you can start compiling the next year's budget.
It won't be huge, but you can ask them. You guys have pretty well figured out next year's budget with a little bit of homework in a couple of areas.
But. Yeah, especially because I don't do the budget. So I just input the numbers you all give me.
Yeah.
But you identified a lot of stuff today that we're going to have to do. So you pretty well have taken care of next year's budget for the most part.
The one concern I really have is, you know, so much of our budget depends on the level of tourism.
Well, it does, but those are just things that, I mean, I wish we could guess what was going to go on. Who knows what the economy and everything that every, the things that are happening right now, we just don't know, so.
Doesn't most of the state work that
way? Right now, than it was last year.
What?
We're up like 30%.
That's good. Let's watch that trend, because we are covering our shortfall out of capital fund this year. So as we go into next year, we either have to hope for higher revenues or cut some of our expenditures.
My biggest concern is with lower traffic
in construction.
Under construction mostly. I wonder if that will affect or be in Boulder.
It'll still be open, right?
I thought it was closed.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it looks like they're not going to have the first phase that parking area. But, I mean, I think the price of gas can play a factor in that. But I think a lot of the traffic, I don't know if they're going or coming specifically to Campbell, but, you know, I mean, they're hitting the park. So between Bryce and Campbell. So I don't know. I think I was ready to kind of have a different philosophy on, you know, what's coming next, and maybe it isn't, but yeah.
All we can do is wait and see what happens.
There's a lot of Instagram giveaways right now for those of you domes, the sky domes.
Oh, yeah.
And traffic, yeah.
So.
Really?
Seems like it's the same.
You gotta get your cat off, but it's so we can get.
Yeah, Ray God. Why are you? So...
Yeah.
I mean, don't. Do you have problems with your budget, Ray?
My budget's a lot.
I have the money, or I don't.
Let's do some framing.
You should put out a pegboard, you know.
Cement is like $300 a yard in Boulder now, which is it's
a lot.
Unbelievable what we're paying for cement. So maybe a batch plant, John, if maybe that's your second career.
I think that's the big thing that could help our revenue is get some more transit road tax.
You have to have places to put them.
I think we're doing pretty good on enforcing the RSTR. We're helping that actually. We're doing pretty well.
I'm not sure.
Or do we have a lot of illegal ones?
Yeah.
Every one of them. Every one of them is illegal right now.
The counties have a problem.
They might be paying taxes.
Like even tax all these. Not following that either.
I don't know.
So that's potential untapped revenue source. Yeah.
A lot of pounds, it's huge. It can be huge. If they don't pay the transit route tax.
It's a big deal.
And how soon are we going to address that? Is that kind of on the horizon?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. It needs to be very soon. I gathered some information from Wayne County itself and then a couple of the towns. And then Cade and I are going to meet. We've been trying to schedule out if it'll be this week or next week to have a conversation about kind of what the county just did, what theirs looks like, and then we can kind of go from there.
We made our forms.
That's kind of the biggest thing.
It was a big discussion.
It does seem to be like it needs to be a discussion at some point about redoing the ordinance. That's up to you guys to decide. But right now we have to go off of the ordinance that we have, which means you have to reapply every single year. So.
Should we charge application fees?
Yeah, we do for everything. And they have fees attached. We've just never actually done it.
More than revenue, I put it out of planning that even if we charge a dollar application fee, the fact that they actually have to make a payment and get a receipt definitely makes the transaction official. It's not this vague, I applied. Well, you only had half the paperwork. So charging an application fee does help administer the ordinance.
Yeah. And I mean, we do. I mean, when you turn in a building permit, Aaron and I both have to do, I mean, you pay us to help with that. So.
The subdivision with the Owens just.
Yeah. I mean, we paid Aaron a lot of money for that. So, yep. All the things. Are we done?
I think so.
Thank you, everybody. See, Nancy, I'm hoping that's fake and you weren't on the whole time. If so, good for you.
Yeah.
I know. She probably really was.
I learned a lot. It was great. You guys did a really good job.
Oh, thanks, Nancy. I'm glad you were on. At least we knew someone else was watching.
That's hardcore.
It's very hardcore.
Not in America. Okay. Right. Not in America.